The Russian Federation continues to conduct full-scale armed aggression against Ukraine and offensive operations in the Eastern Operational Zone. In the direction of Volyn and Polisia, the separate units of the Belarusian Armed Forces continue to cover the Ukrainian-Belarusian state border in the Brest and Gomel regions, according to the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine. In particular, the threat of missile strikes on military and civilian infrastructure from the territory of Belarus is persisting. In the Siversky direction, the enemy fired mortars at the positions of Ukrainian troops in the Senkivka area of the Chernihiv region yesterday. The intensified administrative police and counterintelligence regimes were introduced within the border areas in Russia's Bryansk region. Checkpoints were placed on roads and near the settlements. In the direction of Slobozhansky, Russian invaders continued to shell the city of Kharkiv and the settlements of Yudy and Prudyanka. In the Izium direction, the enemy conducted offensive operations in the Izium-Barvinkov and Izium-Slovyansk directions. Russian troops were firing at Ukrainian positions. In the Donetsk region, a group of Russian occupying forces is conducting offensive operations along almost the entire line of contact. In the area of Sierodonetsk, the enemy focused efforts to gain full control over Rubizhna and make preparations for the offensive on Sierodonetsk. The Russian enemy attempted to improve its tactical positions near Popasna. One battalion tactical group was deployed from the Mariupol area to enhance Russian troops. In order to increase the air defense system, Russian troops deployed additional anti-aircraft missile systems in the temporarily captured and occupied areas of the Luhansk and Zaporizhia regions. In the Tavrisky and Pivdeniba areas, the enemy is continuing to try improving its tactical position and shelling. In the Pivdeniba region, Russian invaders are attempting to reach the administrative borders of the Kherson region, looking for weaknesses in Ukrainian defense. In the area of Mykolaiv, the aggressor carried out air reconnaissance, using 3 UAVs. Russian troops launched artillery strikes on Ukrainian positions. During the previous day, air defense units hit 10 Orlan 10 UAVs. The Russian enemy has suffered significant losses, especially in artillery and on land. Ukrainian defenders repulsed 10 enemy attacks in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions, having destroyed 2 Russian tanks, 17 artillery systems, 38 armored combat vehicles and 10 motor vehicles. Natalia Tolub,